This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that abuse and hatred never solve anything. He appealed for compassion toward the misguided youth who've gone astray, saying they should be guided onto the right path in the spirit of nation building and national interest rather than be punished. In a video message posted on his social media handles, the Prime Minister referred to the recent incident at Jantar Mantar in the national capital, where abusive language was used against him and his late mother. He said the episode has been witnessed by people across the country and the world, adding that while the anger and disappointment in society over such conduct was understandable, childhood is also a phase of learning, making mistakes and correcting them.
बचपन में गलतियां होती हैं और बचपन में गलतियों से सुधरने का अवसर भी होता है। एक गुमराह बच्चे हैं, उनको राह दिखाना हमारा काम है। उनको सजा देना, अदालतों के चक्कर कटवाना, समाज में उनको प्रताड़ित करना, इससे हम परिस्थितियां नहीं बदल पाएंगे। मैं उन्हें माफ करना चाहता हूं। समाज भी मेरी इस बात को स्वीकार करे। मैं इन बच्चों को कहता हूं, बच्चों आओ, हम देश के लिए साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़े। देश बहुत आगे बढ़ रहा है, आगे बढ़ने वाला है और आपका भी आगे बढ़ना निश्चित हो, यही मेरा सपना है।
Prime Minister Modi will be on a day-long visit to Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. Mr. Modi will first travel to Andhra Pradesh, where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth nearly 18,000 crore rupees at Bhogapuram in Vizianagaram district. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Alluri Sitarama Raju International Airport at Bhogapuram. He will lay the foundation stone of the ASIP semiconductor project at Visakhapatnam. After concluding his visit to Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will reach Mysuru in Karnataka, where he will inaugurate the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre, Viveka Smarka. India has said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing the media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. He said the crackdown has resulted in the tragic death of over 40 civilians and serious injuries to many. The spokesperson said India urged the international community to scrutinize Pakistan's actions and hold it accountable for its atrocities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi last evening and conveyed India's deep concerns over the ongoing hostilities in the West Asia region. During the telephonic conversation, Dr. Jaishankar strongly urged that attacks on commercial shipping and seafarers be avoided under any circumstance. He stressed that India condemns any such attack by any party. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri concluded his two-day official visit to Bhutan yesterday. During his visit, Mr. Misri co-chaired the 5th India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks for the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan. During the 5th plan talks, both sides reviewed the overall progress and implementation of Government of India's support of 10,000 crore rupees for Bhutan's 13th five-year plan. A total of 12 new Project Tide Assistance PTA projects amounting to 332 crore rupees were approved. They cover sectors such as infrastructure, healthcare, agriculture, urban amenities and disaster management. The Union Cabinet has approved an expanded Khelo India scheme and enhanced assistance to national sports federations with a combined outlay of 36,441 crore rupees for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the decision reaffirms the government's commitment to harnessing the power of sports for youth development and nation building. At the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, India delivered another outstanding performance yesterday, clinching two historic gold medals in judo, securing a memorable double podium finish in the men's javelin throw, winning a first ever bronze medal in the decathlon and booking places for 10 boxers in their respective finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.